This podcast is powered by Anchor. You can listen in on Anchor and on other platforms. And obviously, hello guys, I'm Akanksha, and this is a coffee talk with talking coffee. That's weird. So brew yourself a cup and let's get started. So I'm back with the Adulting 101 series, and today I'm going to talk about hard feelings, not dealing with problems, not dealing with emotions, and how it can affect us on a very psychological and emotional and a physical level. Interesting. Well, let's get into it. And first thing that is, once you try, riding on a roller coaster, going up and down, experiencing nausea, or either on the other side, feeling excited, great, joyful, a lot of up and down, right? People who can handle these survives in the race, or people who don't just throw up and like they just get faint. This same goes with our lives. For some of us, it's easy to share feelings, but most of us get stuck in this emotional paradox. And they try to run away, not because we don't have a time, but because we don't want to face that bump of problems and path, and don't want to ride that roller coaster that gives us a nervously homesick feeling in their tummies. I'm in that category too, and I behave like that sometimes. But can we say that it's normal at the same time as being a human being? It's really normal to behave like this. It's so normal to behave like this. But this problem is that when we have problems, when we have hard feelings, when we can share our feeling to someone and we're like, I don't want to face that problem again, and we try to get busy, you know, like just try to put ourselves into the work where we don't have to think about it ever again in our entire life, like something that is heartbroken, something that hurts you, something that makes you feel alone, scared, and you don't want to feel that way, even though you know that you're actually still feeling that way. That kind of thing, just like you try to run away from it, but you kind of like you work. You try to make yourself busy into other stuff, and then you work and work and work and work, and then you reach to the kind of level where the extreme level, I call it the volcano activity, where you're like, God, I don't know what to do with my life. Like, I am so stuck in my problems. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't have anyone, because you've been running away with your problems and the peoples. You don't want to share your problems once in your life, and then you end up alone and you're like, I have nobody to share with my feelings. And this is a very painful situation. It's like a lot of people get stuck into the bad stuff. Like, some of people try to ignore their problems, their feelings, running away their situations, whatever they're dealing in a present moment, by taking drugs. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's bad, but it's not good at all. So we all know that everything is good when it's taken in a limited way, but once the limit is out, it can be really, very dangerous. And this is what happens with all of us. Like, we never want if we started solving our problems, sharing our emotions, feelings, and expressing ourselves, even to ourselves, on a personal level, if you are not comfortable with telling anyone about it, we could have been gone so far with an unhappy life. And like, yeah, I can deal with it. But what we do is that we think that we can ignore this problem, the situation, and we'll be fine for all the life. We're like happy in my heavens, my unicorns, and my rainbow. And then a sudden slap on your face of reality, slam on the door, just shook you up. Like, what? Like, I've been ignoring my feelings, my hard times that I was so scared of facing them, and now they are in front of me all together with a unity, and they want to bury me down under them, under the resentments, under the grief, anxiety. And we end up being depressed, we end up taking drugs more than a usual level, limited levels, and we end up screwing up ourselves, and we can say that. And this is not as we want to live our life like this. Like, who just want to live their life like this? Nobody. Everybody hates whatever they're doing. If they're doing something wrong, everybody hates it. But they don't admit it that they are doing it, because they don't want to feel that way, that, oh my god, I'm actually doing something wrong and I shouldn't have do this. They try to ignore it and try to get busy in even more in that kind of stuff. The more you do this, the more guilt will born from it. It's just a basic thing. Well, not dealing with emotions is a very, very dangerous thing that affects psychologically on a very extreme levels. Like, once you don't express yourself, you know, like, once you are close to someone, your best friends or whoever you are close to, if you don't share, like, what you feel, how you're feeling, how is it going, what exactly happening in your life, nobody knows telepathy these days. Like, so it's kind of really hard for people to understand, like, what is going on in your mind. So you gotta have to be a little bit expressive about it. You can't just expect someone in front of you like, oh, they'll know about me, everything, even when I don't tell them. They're not aliens. They're the same human like you. If you can't understand their feelings, whatever is going in their mind, they can't also. So we end up with that misunderstandings that the people don't like me anymore, or they hate being around me, or I don't like people anymore, I hate being around them. And this creates a barrier between each of us that we try to get busy. It's really good to be busy in technology these days, but we try to get busy that time, even in more technology, social media, and that kind of things helps in creating the barrier even more stronger. That's the truth, but this is what it is. And that's how we lose ourselves to the kind of extreme point where we don't know what to do with our lives. We don't know where to go. We don't know what's going to happen in future, where we end up. We're just like totally clueless, sitting in the dark. Or entering into the black hole, you can say. This is just very depressing, and it just kind of scares me. It's so terrible. It's really terrible. And the thing with that, if you don't ride with this roller coaster, you'll never get to know what will happen. Maybe you can feel excited about it after riding it, or maybe you'll get a nausea after riding it, but you gotta have to ride that roller coaster of your emotion and your feelings, because if you don't, you're gonna screw it up in the end, and you're gonna end up alone feeling like nothing good ever happened in your life. And with that, I will be come back with another amazing podcast for other week, and it's a festive time, so we'll find eventually time for it. Till then, not forget to what I say, deal with it.